Today's shir is Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Tes Zayin on the Beis. Two lines from the bottom. Boy Rava, Tzorach Shir L'malkus. We spoke yesterday in our previous shir quite extensively that if somebody is in the Azor and he's Tamei and he stays there and he doesn't go out immediately, he's Chayiv Malkus. We spoke about what is the amount of time that somebody has to be there. But there's certainly no question that somebody's not allowed to be in tarry in the Azara when he's Tamei. Now the Gemara begins with a question, by Rav Tzarech Shia Lamalkus, to get Malkus, in other words, if somebody who's Tamei remains there deliberately, and does the same halacha apply? Ain't Tzarech Shia Lamalkus, or is that halacha not applicable for Malkus? That the discussion that we've been having is only regarding the chiyuv carbon. But when we speak about Malkus, there's no question that the chiyuv comes, the chiyuv Malkus comes right away. So the way to understand the Gemara, there's a number of ways of explaining the Gemara. One way of explaining the Gemara is that the person entered, whose Tamei entered the Azara B'Shogeg, and he was told that you're not allowed to remain there, and he did remain there. The amount of time that we identified as the amount of time, is there another Malkus for that, or does the din of Malkus not require that he be that amount of time? Tysus explains that we're speaking about a case where a person became Tamei while he was on in the Azara, and now he's supposed to leave as quickly as possible. And instead of leaving as quickly as possible, which the halacha, of course, requires him to do, he is not going out. And not only is he not going out, he's going out, he's deliberately not going out quickly. And that's the question, will there be a shear for this or not? The carbon gemiri, and the Gemara says, what is the question based on? Do we say that the halacha of the shiurim was only said when you did a b'shoyig, and only if you were there for that amount of time, then there's a chiv of bringing a carbon. But linya malkus, l'malkus l'gemiri, as far as malkus is concerned, there is no such halacha, there is no such time requirement. L'malkus l'gemiri, l'shia, idilma, b'fnim gemiri shia. Chazal know that whenever something like this happens, whenever somebody is in the Azara, when he's Tamei, the halacha of being punished for that doesn't apply, only he's there the amount of time, Kadesh Tachava. And therefore, in such a case, Loishna L'Karbin, for Loishna L'Malkus, it makes no difference. You have to be that amount of time. And the Gemara Teku, the Gemara remains with a question. By Rava. Rav asks another question. Tala atzma ba'avir ha'azara. If somebody is on the airspace of the Azara, that means he's not standing on the floor of the Azara. The question is, and now we again have the halacha, the one when he's Tamei may not be in the Azara, what will be the halacha now? Kigimir Shia. When was the Shia? What is the Shia of Shia? As we keep on repeating in our shir, the shir of shir is Kedei Hishtachava. Where does the Hishtachava take place? The Hishtachava takes place on the floor of the Azara. So since the Hishtachava takes place on the floor of the Azara, that is an indication that this whole halacha of shir is connected to the floor of the Azara. And if this individual is not on the floor of the Azara, he won't be chayiv. That's when there's a chiv, the labas ishtachava. But when it's not something that kalita ishtachava, because he's not on the floor, loy gemiri, there's no, the halach of shia doesn't apply. Adilma, or maybe the way to look at this halacha is befnim shia gemiri. The halacha is that you're not allowed to stand in the Beis Hamikdash when you are tamei, and that halacha is applicable. If you're there in a way that you could bow down, or you're there in a way that you can't be there. And the Isser, as Tosfos explains, is the Isser is that you're not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash when you are Tamei. There's no question. The question of the Gemara, as says Tosfos, as we said, is because the fact that we see that it's connected to Shtachava may be indication that without that, it's not considered an act of Shia. The Ramban has a whole different approach to this question, and we're going to speak about this in Mitzvah Shem. The Ramban's approach to this question is that could be the Avir of the Azara doesn't have the Halacha of the Azara. By Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asks another question. Timei Atzmei Bemezid. Somebody became Tamei deliberately in the Mezid, in the Azara. But even though he did that Bemezid, as we often discuss, an Aveira is not considered that the Aveira was done Bemezid unless there was Hasra. And the Hasra here only took place after it became Tamei. And now the question is, and now he's remaining in the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is that considered an act of Shia or not? Mahu. Is that going to be considered an act of Shia or not? Do we say, Be'oinis Gemiri, where is this entire halacha of Shia said? Only if the person became Tamei Be'oinis. That's where the Chazal taught us the halacha of Shia. And that's where there's halacha if he did it B'mezid, Yechayiv Malkus. B'mezid. But if somebody came Tamei B'mezid, Lo Gemiri, the halacha wasn't said altogether. Adoma, again, the Isser of Shia is based on being Tamei when you are in Dazara. Mifnim Gemiri Shia. This of Tum applies when you are in Dazara, and it doesn't make a difference. Loishna be'oinis, loishna be'mezid. It makes no difference how you became Tamei, whether you became Tamei deliberately or not deliberately. Another question. The halacha we know is, a nazir is not allowed to become Tamei with Tumas Meis. And even after he becomes Tamei, he has to remove himself for any connection to Meis and not remain in the basic forest, etc. He has to leave there immediately. If he doesn't, he's Chayiv Malkus. So now by Rav Ashi asked the question, Nazir Bekever. Nazir became Tamei in a Beis HaKfaris, in a cemetery. That means, as the Rishonim explained this Gemara, he was brought into the Beis HaKfaris with Sheide Teva Migdal, different types of containers that somebody, when he's there, is enclosed in those type of containers, he is not susceptible to Tomei. He was deposited in the Beis HaKfaris, and then this container was opened. Since it was open, now he became Tamei. So this is very similar, explained the Rishonim, to a person who became Tamei when he was in the Azara, and now he walked into the Azara not being Tamei, and now he became Tamei, and as we're learning in our Shurim, while he remains in the Azara, if he's not allowed to tarry in that situation. So now the Gemara asks, by Rashi, Nazir Bekever, does he need Shia Malkus? Does the Locha of Shia with the Shear of Ktei Shtachava apply to him? Or in a Tzarech, it doesn't apply. And the Gemara explains what is the basis of the question. Do we say, Befnim Gemiri, that this Halacha, that you're only Chayiv when the Shear was Ktei Shtachava, is a Halacha that's limited to the Beis HaMikdash, Befnim Gemiri, Shia, Bechutz, but this halacha of the Nazir doesn't apply outside the Beis HaMikdash. Loi Gemiri, the halacha wasn't said in those situations. Loi Gemiri, the Shia. I don't know, but Oinus Gemiri, Shia. The halacha, that if somebody after becomes Tamei, the halacha is if he was there, the amount of time Kedei Shtachava, he'll be Chayiv a carbon if it's B'shoigig, doesn't differentiate Loishna, Befnim, Loishna, Bechutz. It doesn't make a difference if it happened inside or outside. So the Rishonim point out that it seems that the question here is by Shoyig, not by Mezid. That's one observation I saw the Rishonim make. And the question, of course, is when does the Nazir begin to count the Naziris? That is also not a question. Because since, as long as he's Tameh, and as long as he is in the basic forest, there is no question that he can't start the new Naziris. So our Gemara spoke about Tola Atzmei Ba'aver HaZara Mahu. If somebody's in the airspace of the Azara, of the airspace of the base of Mikdash, what is the halacha? And the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, says, Hadava Sofik, im avir azara kazara ena kazara. How do we look at the avir of the azara? Is it considered the airspace of the azara or not? So it seems, according to the Rambam is not sure how to treat the airspace of the azara. Tosfos says that's not shot in the Gemara. There's no question that the avir azara is kazara. The question is, the halacha of Shia that we've been learning, is it applicable in that airspace? And Dar Sameach, in saying explaining the Rambam, says that that according to Rambam, Rava was well aware that something that's suspended in the airspace of the Azara is the same as if it's on the floor of the Azara. His question was whether the airspace of the Azara has Kedusha in its own right, whether the airspace of the Azara is only the same as the floor of the Azara, because of a principle that we learn about in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, a principle that we learned Klut the Kemishon Chadami, that anything that's in the airspace of the property is considered as if it's in that property. If the airspace has inherent Kedusha, then when a Tamei person is there, there would be no question that all the halachas that apply on the floor of the Azara apply to the airspace of the Azara. But if the Kedusha of the Azara is only there because of the ground below it, so when you're not in any way connected to the ground below, it may be that under those circumstances, the halacha of Shia won't apply. And this question has, of course, a very relevant application. And that is that we know that halacha is that one is not allowed to walk onto the Har HaBayis. In the world that we live in, it's a serious issur. According to Rambam, it's a chiyuv karis. The question is somebody allowed to fly over the airspace of the Azara, fly over the airspace of the Makom HaMikdash? Is if we say that the airspace has Kedusha, so then you're not allowed to fly over there. It's no different, maybe, as walking there. And the other question that, of course, is, we just learned that if somebody is in a container, when somebody's in a container, that interrupts him from becoming tummy. The question is, if somebody is in a plane, is that considered that he's in a container, that he won't become tummy? There's another element to this question, which will be relevant to later in the shir, because the Gemara says that you only chayv if you walk derech bia in the regular fashion of going in. People don't walk into places by in an airplane, and therefore maybe that won't be considered that you went into Makom Mikdash. The Chetshukei Chemed discusses this question, and it seems that his opinion is that he's not convinced that it's an issa deraisa, but he certainly seems to say that it would at least be an issa derabbanan. And of course, as we learn the Gemara, although according to Rav Sameach it may be different, but according to Tosfos gives a much higher level kedusha to the airspace of the Azara than the Rambam. So it seems that according to the opinion of the Tosfos, for sure it would be prohibited. According to the opinion of the Rambam, again, if we learn with the Peshat of Dar Sameach, it wouldn't necessarily make a difference, but the Posh Peshat of the Rambam is that Rambam's not so certain. Which, it seems that the Paiskim differentiate if there's a ceiling over that spot. The discussion that we're having here is in the Azara, and the Azara is an open courtyard, And the question is that the Kedusha of the Azara goes all the way up. And if you're therefore in the airspace of that Azara, you're in the air, it's considered as if you're in the Azara. And if you're Tamei, it's different. So now that question has many applications in a basic Knesset. Because of course, a basic Knesset also has very serious level of Kedusha. And the question that will come up is, what can you do in the airspace of a basic Knesset? So I saw a number of shailas. Question is, if a basic Knesset has rooms, upper story with rooms, do the halachas of what may or may not be done in the basic Knesset apply to those rooms? So the way it seems to me, the opinion of the Paiskim is that if you built the basic Knesset originally with rooms on top, so the ceiling, which is the floor of those rooms, have a whole different halacha. And since they have a whole different halacha, the halacha would be that it's a separate area and was never from the first place considered part of the basic Knesset. But the question that comes up is if you originally had a basic Knesset that was completely open, and now you want to build over there, and the area that you're going to build is going to be used for different purposes, is that permissible? There is an interesting shaila, and the shaila's Chuvas Masham. The Masham speaks about that type of a basic Knesset that had Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hei. That was a very tall edifice, and now they want to build an Ezras Noshim. And the question is, the Ezras Noshim is not on the same level. Can they build on that open area, the space that was open? Can they make a basic Knesset? And he says, can they make an Ezras Noshim? And he says that it would be permissible to make an Ezras Noshim in that place. The Mishnah said, Bala Barucha. If somebody, the Mishnah taught us that somebody became Tamei in the Azara, he has to leave immediately. And we learned, that's what we've been focusing on till now, that if you stay there and didn't go out right away, you stay there the amount of time of Kedei Shtachava, you'll be Chayiv. But then we also learned, if you leave, you have to leave in the shortest fashion possible. And if you went through a longer route, again, you'll be chayiv. And the Gemara focuses on this din. Amar Rava, Tzara Shamru, when they spoke about walking out, if you take the shortest route to walk out, that's going to be acceptable, says the Gemara. That's only in a case, that's even a Tzara Shamru, that you walk out in the shortest route, that's okay. I feel you walk very small steps, so it takes you very long to go out. I feel it'll take you a whole day to get out. As long as you walked out on the shortest route, you're okay. But by Rava, so now Rava asked the question, Shias, somebody who walked out on the shortest route, but he stopped a number of times. Each time that he stopped, he did not stop the shear of Kedei Shtachava. But can all of those stops, Mashi Yitzrifu, combine? The fact that he, and the way the Rishonim explained, the fact that he stopped between these steps, but he didn't stop for long enough, then he continued walking, the continued walking separates those steps. By Rava, she is Mashi Yitzrifu. Ask the Gemara, but Tifshalem in the day, why can't we answer this question for what he himself has taught us? Says the Gemara, he said that if you're walking out slowly, you're okay. Says the Gemara, that wasn't what he said. Hassam, he spoke about a situation, but the Lasha, that he's walking slowly, but he's constantly walking. We're speaking now about a case where he's not constantly walking, and not therefore the halacha is, what will be the din? Baimenei, another question. Baimenei, Baimerava, Bala Barucha, he walked out on the longest route, which as we just said a moment ago, that is what's Usur, but he walked out Shia Katsara. He ran, and it didn't take longer walking that longer, going out on the longer route than if he would have walked on the shorter route. Mahu. So how does the halacha look at that situation? And the Gemara explains itself. Shir gemiri, is it dependent on amount of time? V'chi bala baruch shir k'tzara, he walked out quick enough, and therefore potter, he'll be potter. Idilma, or maybe the way to look at it is dafka gemiri, that it has to be done only in a certain fashion. Baruch chayif, if you walk out the long route, you're going to be chayif. But k'tzara, if you walk out on the short route, you'll be potter. Says the Gemara, Amalei, to which Rava responded, Lainitna aruch lidachas etzloi. The halacha is that you're never allowed to walk on the rucha. And since you're never allowed to walk on the rucha, by walking on the rucha, even though as we just explained, he is doing it very quickly, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that he walked that way, that makes it awesome. And it's very interesting that I saw that the Paiskim discuss a very interesting Shaila, which is quite similar. The Shaila Tshuva's Torah Lishma speaks about the following Shaila. The halacha is that when somebody gets an aliyah, he's supposed to go up to the bima in the shortest way how to get up to the bima. And then when he leaves the bima to go back to his seat, that he's supposed to go in the longest route to get back to his seat. What would be the halacha if he's walking slowly? And if he's walking slowly, if he's walking slowly on the short route and he's walking quickly on the long route. And the same halacha will be when he's going back to his seat. He took the short route, but he's walking slowly. So what will be the halacha? And he says there, based on our Gemara, that just like our Gemara just taught us, that the halacha is that you're supposed to go with the derech katsara when you're leaving the base, the Azara of Chas v'Shalom, you became Tamei. And the fact how quickly you're walking becomes irrelevant. Here too, in our Gemara, and in this case as well, the halacha tells us that when you're walking up to get an aliyah, you're supposed to walk derech tzara. And when you leave from getting aliyah, you're supposed to walk derech arucha. And how you're walking, how quickly or how slowly you're walking becomes irrelevant. Mask of lay, Rav Zeira, ask Rav Zeira on this, El de Kaimelon. The halacha is, Koin Tamei Shishimish. If somebody who's a Koin that is Tamei does the Avera working in the Beis HaMikdash, very serious Avera, it's a Chi Misa B'dei Shemayim. So now ask the Gemara, Heichem Mishkachs Lo, what would be the case that he's going to get Misa B'dei Shemayim and not Koris? If it's obvious, it seems, that this happened when he became Tamei, was when he was outside outside the Azara. Why? Because if he became Tamei outside of the Azara, he's already Chayiv Kares for walking into the Azara when he's Tamei. So Rashi therefore says that it's obvious that he became Tamei when he was in the Azara. So now let's think about this. If he didn't tarry, how could he have done the avoda? He's just walking out. And if he's tarrying, he's already chayef kares for being tamei in the azara. So if we'll say, says the Gemara, if we're saying that when we speak about this halacha, it's measured in an amount of time, then there's room for this question. The honest nafshi b'ktzara, v'avad avoda, he walked out, he did the avoda, and then he walked out very, very quickly. And because he walked out very quickly, even though he did the avoda, he didn't do it, he wasn't there amount of time for which he should be chayiv karis. And therefore the question is, that there'll be chayiv misav de shemayim, not for the for doing avoda when he's tummy. Eli Amadafka Gamiri, if we're going to say that if you're there that amount of time, I don't care what, you're going to be chayiv even if you ran out. So what is the basis of this question? How do we have this question in the first place? Omer Abaye, my kusha. Says Abaye, I don't understand your question. I'll give you a way. Mishkach Slo, Kigoyim, Shabar Derek Tzara. He is indeed walking out on the shortest route, which that's what the halacha requires that he does. And as he's walking out, Hapach B'Tzinura, he turned over one of the pieces of meat. And the halacha is, the Amar Rav Huna, Zor Shavach B'Tzinura, of course we know that a Zor, Yisrael, is not allowed to do any avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And the halacha is that if a Zor did even something like turning over a piece of meat, Chayiv Misa is Chayiv Misa. It's considered as if he did avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah says, V'Zor Karev Yumas. Gufa, and the Gemara goes back to this halacha. Amar Rav Huna Zor Shavach B'Tzinura. If a Zor just turned over a piece of meat with a fork, Chayiv Misa. Says the Gemara, Hechidami. Exactly what is the case that is being discussed here? Idaloi Hafach Lemakli. If it's talking about a case that had he not done this, then the meat would have never gotten burnt. Pshita. That's considered a significant act. Vidaloi Hafach Bu. If he wouldn't have done this, Nami Meakli, they would have gotten burnt. They would have gotten cooked and broiled, whatever. He would anyway. So then the question, of course, is my covet. So what has he done wrong? Answers the Gemara, Tzricha de Layapach Bo Makli Betatisha. Had he not stirred them, it would have taken 2 hours. But now his stirring causes that it should be done in 1 hour. Vakamashmalan, and the Gemara is teaching us a very important halacha, that kol kruve avoida, causing something to happen quicker, is also considered in an avoida. And the Ritva says that this is halacha that in many areas, particularly he says in Hilcha Shabbos. Let's say something is cooking in Shabbos. There's something in a pot on a fire in Shabbos. And even if you would have not intervened, it would have gotten cooked. But what you did was you intervened and you stirred it. And because you stirred it, it got cooked quicker. Then the halacha is that it's considered an avoida. And Dagle Tal explains that maybe Shabbos would be different because he says that it's very interesting that one of the Kli HaMishkan that were Kli HaMikdash that were used in the avoida of the Mishkan is Mizlgoisov. It's this fork that was used to turn over the food. So maybe it should be considered only by the Beis HaMikdash. Kruvi avoida as an avoida teaches us the halacha that Glital says that even doing something which causes to work to happen quicker, that is considered also an act of magus. Stirring a pot is considered an act of magus on Shabbos and is included in the malacha of bishul on Shabbos. Anything that causes that the food should get cooked quicker is also included in the act of cooking on Shabbos. I did see that the Har Tzvi says that it used to be that the way people wrote, they didn't have pens like we had. What they had was they wrote with ink on the piece of paper, on the parchment, and then they would let it dry. And the question is, if somebody, they used to have people who would dry that ink. Is drawing that ink also considered a malacha? Or is drawing the ink not considered an act of malacha? And again, it's very similar question because maybe it's not considered a malacha, and the reason it's not considered a malacha because it would have dried anyway. Amar Rav Asha, so it says the Gemara, Rav Asha comments. Bina Dayman Milsi says, I want to say something, but I'm concerned about the reaction of my colleagues in the Beis Medrash. And he wants to say, Nichnas the Beis HaMnuga. Of course, somebody who enters a house that was identified as a house that is a house of Tzaras, the halacha is, if he walked in Derech HaChorev, if he walked in backwards, and even if his entire body is inside in the house, he only has part of his nose protruding, he's tar. The Ksiv Habal Abayis, the Torah says Habal Abayis, and from here we learn that Habal Abayis If you walk into a house that is a house that's considered a house of tzaras, as long as you walk in there, you're going to be tamei. But the Torah uses the word bia. And what we learn from that word is derech bia asra. If you walk in walking normal, that's what the Torah says that is asr. But walking in backwards is not considered derech bia. Therefore, if somebody walks into the house walking normal, if roiv of his body, if the majority of his body entered the house, then he's going to be tamei based on the principle of ruvay kekulay. Here, the person walked into the house, this is the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, here the person walked into the house walking backwards. And the Torah says that walking backwards is not considered that you're walking into the house, and therefore, you're not going to be tamei unless you're completely in the house. And therefore, maybe in this case, where you even have just small part of your Rebbe, of your nose, you won't be tamei. Still, the Tosfos also follows up in saying that there are times that people walk backwards, that the Talmud who takes leave of his Rebbe walks backwards, the Kohanim, as they leave the Beis HaMikdash, walk backwards, says Tosfos, walking backwards is only considered an act of walking when you're walking away from something. Here you're walking towards something. When you're walking towards something, you never walk backwards. And since it's not the walking, that's not considered walking, that you're not going to be chayiv. But, he says, Mr. Finna Mechavraya, the way the Mepharshim asked, he was concerned about what type of questions he will be asked. The Sefer Beis Yitzchak uses this Gemara to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ebrinova Eres Ha'aretz HaToyva Be'Evi Yardin. Moshe Rabbeinu asked to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. The question is, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua that he won't be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. So if he made a shvua that he won't be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, why is he asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's his expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change his mind? So he answers that what was the shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made? The shvua that he made was, you won't bring Klai Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean, that you won't bring? You won't bring them in the normal way of walking. What is the normal way of walking? With your face forward. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I understand that you made the shvua that I may not enter into Eretz Yisrael. But I'm not asking that I should be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael face front, because I know that you made a shvua that I may not do so. So I ask, Ebrono, take me in backwards. If you're going to take me in backwards, then perhaps I will be permissible. It will be permissible for me to enter Eretz Yisrael under those circumstances. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if we're learning now that it's only considered that you entered Eretz Yisrael, you went into the Beis HaMnogah, face forward, so even if you're there completely, the reason he said that you're not tamei is because part of your nose was still not in the house. But if all of you were in the house, you'd be tamei. But why? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, to which Rava answers, Kulay, if you're completely in that house, like Gara, you know, you're not any worse, Mikalim Shemabayis, than anything that's in the house. The Ksiv and the Pasuk says that before the Kayin comes to examine the house and perhaps declare that the house is tamei, the pasuk says ufinus abayis b'terem yova koyin v'leitam kol shabayis. So now we learn a new halacha. The halacha is that everything that's in the house doesn't make a difference. How it got into the house will be tamei. Tanya mihochi, and the Gemara supports what Rabbi Yishu says. Gagin halolu, the roofs of the different rooms that were in the Azara, in the chambers of the Azara, don't have the same Kedusha as the Azara. Ein oichem sham kotche kotchem. The loch is that kotche kotchem are supposed to be eaten the Azara. This is not an area where the kotche kotchem may be eaten. Vein shechtem sham kotche kalem. We're not allowed to shech the kotchem kalem. The loch is that the kotche kalem are supposed to be slaughtered in the Azara. Tamei shenichnas derech gagin lehechel. If somebody tamei walked through those areas to the base of Mikdash, he's potter. Shnemar v'la Mikdash loy savai. And from here we learn derech bia asra taira. When somebody is not allowed to enter the Hazara, it's only if he goes there by derech bia. Any other way, it's not. The Mishnah said a statement. Zui mitzvah seisha b'migdash, she'ein chayav v'nalai. That this is a case where we know that the Gemara Masech Tahari teaches us that a Bezdin issues erroneous psak, and most of Klai Yisrael acted on based on that erroneous psak. When they become aware, the Bezdin has to bring a special carbon, par helm dover shatzibur. And we learned that since the carbon of our Mishnah is a carbon oil of Yoyrid, that halacha doesn't apply. However, says the Mishnah, V'ezo mitzvah say shebenidin shechayavan la. What is the case? The case that you are, the case that you chayiv will be where somebody had relations with a nida, and she became tamei while they were having relations, and he left her while he was still bekoshi, and that's usher. Says the Gemara, but we slow down. Ask the Gemara. The Mishnah brought in Hilchas Nida. And the question of the Gemara obviously is, Hei Chakai, regarding what is the Mishnah speaking, that the Mishnah now is saying that over there, the halacha is that the Kamazuhi, says the Gemara Hasmukai. It's going to the Mishnah we discussed from Masech Taharius. The Mishnah says, Ein Chayavin, al Esei v'Aloysa Sei Sheva Migdash. That when it's a situation of Tumas Migdash v'Kadoshav, there won't be a halacha, whether it's a mitzvah sasei, whether it's a mitzvah lois sasei. The halacha is that you won't be, there's no dinner parahelm davish atzibur. The reason there's no harem davish atzibur, because the carbon that's brought in those situations is not your standard carbon chattis, but the carbon oil of a yorid. Ve'imavim ashatoli, if there is a question, if somebody did an avera, and the halacha is if somebody's not quite sure if he did an avera, the most famous example is if there's two pieces of meat, one is kosher, one is not kosher, and the person ate one of those pieces of meat, and he doesn't know if it was the kosher meat that he ate or the non-kosher meat, that you bring of Oshem Tali. Again, for this mitzvah of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav, you don't bring a Oshem Tali. Alas Evelay Sasa Sheh B'Migdash. Aval Chayavan, Alas Evelay Sasa Sheh B'Nida. By a case of a Hilchas Nida, then you would, the halacha would be that you bring an Ashim Tali, that you bring the Parham Davish Tzavir, and furthermore, Vim Ashim Tali, Vel Esse Veloysa Seshim Nida. To which comer, to which the Tan of our Mishnah says, what is the case? Says that our Mishnah, Tumas Migdash Kadoshav, Zuim Mitzvah Seshim Migdash, Shein Chayavin Aleh, that there's no Parham Davish Tzibur. And now ask the Mishnah of Eze Mitzvah Seishim Anida Shechayavan Aleh. What is the case that you will be chayiv a parhelm dover or be chayiv a noshim talui? The case will be that Hayim Shamish Matayra, he's having relations with a woman who is tahor, and during the act, Amalai Netmesi, she tells him that she became tamei. The halacha is that such an individual Chayiv, if Yifresh me and he parish miyad, instead of waiting for the Aver to go down, he immediately exited Chayiv. Why? Neshi tziyosol hanola kibiyosoi. The halacha is that he's supposed to, that's all considered part of the act of Bia. So there's two ways of learning this Gemara. The stipler learns that when we look at the act of Bia, the act of Bia should not be viewed only when the person is doing the act of Bia, but even entering, but even exiting is part of the act of Bia. And therefore, since it's a part of the act of Bia, a person is not allowed to have Bia with a wife who's a Nida. The Asen Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, has a different approach to this concept. He says that we know the Gemara often says, we learned the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara says, Hamasasik b'chalovim b'rayis. If somebody did an Aveira in the fashion of Masasik, which normally, if you do an Aveira in the fashion of Masasik, you're not chayiv. It's like an oinus. But here, you're going to be chayiv. And the Gemara says, why are you chayiv? Shekein nena, because you enjoyed. And says the Asfa Daraisa, what actually that teaches us is that the Avera of a Bi'as Sura is viewed differently than all other Averas. The Avera of a Bi'as Sura is the Hana. And since when one is exiting, there's a level of Hana, so that's why it's considered anything that has anything when you do this type of an act that brings Hana is considered an Avera. And therefore, even on the pre-show, even on the exiting, since there's Hana, it's considered an act of an Avera.